I think Wendy helps me focus my ideas because I can be kind of scattered and a little bit unsure, a little insecure when I'm trying things. And it's like, well, I'm not playing enough, or I'm playing too much, or is this right? Is it? I overanalyze things a lot of times, and Wendy's very focused and motivated.
I see the picture in the story. Lisa's so in it when she's composing behind the keys, and I'm watching the screen. It's like sitting next to an editor, the director sitting next to an editor. I can actually see the arc of the picture slightly clearer than Lisa can while she's composing. So that's where I kind of give her, fill in the blanks for her. And then the other way around, I think Lisa would be the same way with me.
Yeah, I think that's the luxury of having a partner in the studio and in composing, because it is an odd thing. And I even wonder, excuse me, when I see credits for composers or people that work together, partners, and it makes me wonder what do they do that, why are there two of them? And which is funny because I've worked with a partner for so long. But for me, it's just such a luxury because I can sit at the keyboard and I can play, like a string pad just to carve out the scene, for instance, and just try to get a shape. And sometimes I'm like, am I getting too big here? Am I not getting big enough? And then Wendy will say, no, that needs to be big there. These are heavy characters and you need to really hit hard, and don't worry because they'll mix it low anyway. You'll never hear that cello part, actually. But it really helps confidence level, and it helps speed things up.
Oh, we might go much faster.
Yeah, because I might ruminate over it for
hours. Yeah, me too, behind the keyboard. I could take forever on one cue.
Yeah.
And the two of us, we have to average 10 minutes a day in this room, and that's an extraordinary amount when I had a conversation with Randy Newman about the very subject of how much music can you compose in a day, and he told me that he can't do more than 3.5 minutes without actually, losing his mind. And we have to average 10 minutes, and to him that sounded like absolute living hell.